Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, a complete recovery for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, and Dorit Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Vegi Bat Liba. We have one subject that we want to concentrate on this week. It's a very special subject. If you comprehend and pay attention to what we're saying on this subject, you'll learn a lot. It's about the program of Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party in Israel to change the education system in Israel. It would be a good idea for the United States as well. It's a great proposal, a brilliant proposal. And if we change the way Israeli Jewish kids are being taught, if we give them Jewish education for a change, that will change world history. First of all, let me explain why changing the education system in Israel and changing generation after generation of Jews in Israel would change world history. The Jews influence world history far more than any other people on the world stage. The Jews are in the news far more than people who have billions, who have populations in the billions. The Jews are God's chosen people. Am HaNivchar, the chosen people. Or Lagoyim, a light unto the nations. That's what they're supposed to be. And so God created a situation where they would have tremendous influence over events. They're not like any other people. I mean, you just look at the Nobel Prize winners. The Jews are less than 0.2% of the world's population, and 28% of the Nobel Prize winners for science, literature, medicine, great discoveries. 28% when they're less than 0.1% of the world's population. I mean, that is nothing short of an astounding miracle, of just an astonishing statistic beyond anything that you can compare in any other situation with any other people. I mean, you just look at the situation in terms of world history, in terms of how the world thinks. Christianity was founded by Jews. Christianity, the dominant religion of the Western world, of the United States, Russia, European countries, of the whole Western world, founded all by Jews. Islam. The basis of Islam is based on Judaism and Christianity. Muhammad copied from Judaism and from Christianity, distorted, of course, distorted it, but copied from the Talmud, from the Torah, from the Christian Bible. The whole Quran is just distorted copying and twisted versions of those stories that appear in the Jewish Bible, in the Christian Bible, and in the Talmud. So we have Islam. We have Christianity. We have communism and socialism. Karl Marx, his parents were Jewish converts, were Jews that converted to Christianity, but they were actually, they were self-hating Jewish traitors, but they have converted to Christianity. And I could go on and on enlisting the incredible Jewish impact on world events. Just look at today's events. Just look at the world today. Who are the founders of Google and Facebook and most of the leading companies that are in the driving edge of change in the world today, of technological change, of internet change, of communication change? Who are the leading forces? A people that's less than 0.2% of the world's population is 20, 30, 40, 50% of the leading influencers in history? This is just unbelievable. And this is in every generation, no matter what happens, no matter how the Jews are suppressed, no matter how the Jews are persecuted, no matter what the situation, when they have a Jewish state, this is true. When they didn't have a Jewish state for 2,000 years, this was true. So if you influence Jewish education, and if you influence the way Jews think and the way Jews behave, you are changing world history forever. For sure, you are changing the entire world forever. And that's what Moshe Feiglin proposes to do. By the way, just one other little comment. Anyone who sees what the Jews have done, the impact of the Jews on the world in every generation for thousands of years, anyone who sees this tiny people having such an incredible, unbelievable influence on all events in history, for good and for bad, and many times for bad as well, but anyone who realizes the incredible impact and power of the Jewish people, such a tiny people, and doesn't understand that this proves that what God says in the Bible about the Jews is all true, is not an atheist. If you don't see this and understand this, you're not an atheist, you're just blind. Now, here's what Moshe Feiglin proposes doing. Moshe Feiglin proposes changing where the money goes in the education budget in Israel. Israel, by the way, spends more for education for its school children, supposedly for its school children. You'll see why it actually goes to bureaucracies and teachers' unions and so on. Just like in the United States, except in Israel, it's even worse. But Israel spends more on education in the budget than it does for defense. People think, oh, well, Israel has to spend money on defense because she's surrounded by all of these Muslim terrorist enemies and all these Muslim countries that want to destroy her. Israel does not spend more on defense than the United States. The percentage of Israel's defense budget, the percentage that defense takes up in Israel's budget is comparable to the percentage that defense takes up in the United States budget. Similar percentages. Israel does not actually spend more, proportionally speaking, on defense than the United States. So this is a great myth that Israel is so burdened by this defense problem, this military problem. It's a great myth in terms of the budget, certainly in terms of the budget. Israel spends far more on education than she spends on the military. And with the massive spending, Israel spends more than other Western countries on education per child. Generally speaking, Israel spends more than America spends, for instance, per child on education. So you would think the results would be tremendous, right? They're not. The brilliant Jews, you would think brilliant Jewish kids, wow, they should be really overachieving. They're not. They're not. Because Israel's education system is so rotten and so decaying from socialism and from bureaucracy and from the unions. Let me give you an example of what happens. Israel spends, if you divide up Israel's budget according to the number of children in the Israeli education system, Israel spends about $1,000 a month per child. $1,000 a month per child. That means if you have a class of 30 children, that's $30,000 a month just for that one class of 30 children. $30,000 a month! For that one class. So you would think, boy, they must be getting the best teachers. Wow, they must be paying great salaries. No! No! The money goes to corrupt politicians and bureaucracies and layer after layer of socialist bureaucracy. It never reaches the classroom. It never reaches the students. It never reaches the children. By the way, that also happens in the United States, but not as extreme as in Israel. Because the Jews, you know, the Jews are like everybody else, except more so. You know, the Jews always have to be more so than everybody else. In any event, just imagine this now. Moshe Feiglin is going to take that money that you get, $1,000 per student, right? He's going to take that away from the Israeli educational bureaucracy. And he'll give them some of it, maybe. Maybe he'll give them a third of it. He'll let them keep a third of it for the bureaucracy, for whatever their bureaucratic needs supposedly are. Probably he'll give them less, but let's say he would give them a third. The other two-thirds he's going to hand over directly as vouchers to Israeli Jewish parents, to the Israeli parents. Here's what that will do. $1,000 a month per student? In a class of 30 students, that would be $30,000 a month. Right? $30,000 a month. Can you imagine the salary you could pay for the teacher? You could get the best teachers in the world for this type of salaries you could pay with that type of budget. And that's what Israel should be doing if not for the fact that all this money is wasted on bureaucracy. It never reaches the kids. 70 years Israel's been in existence and all of this money has just been thrown down the drain. Now, again, we said it's $1,000 per student, that would be $30,000 a month in a class of 30, right? Class of 30 students would be $30,000 a month. Let's say you take a third of that away for the bureaucratic needs, for offices, for other things. Let's say you take a third of that away. And you only have $20,000 a month for the directly going to the parents. Let's say that Feiglin gives $20,000 a month to the parents in each classroom. With $20,000 a month, can you imagine the quality of teachers you could hire for $20,000 a month, a salary of $20,000? And in Israel, the salaries are lower than in the United States. Because of socialism, because of the bureaucracy, despite Jewish brains, and it's just unbelievable how Israel suppresses Jewish genius because of socialism and because of the corrupt politicians like Netanyahu. And like the ones even who call themselves right wing, they're no different than the socialists. They have the same bureaucracy, the same bloated budgets, the same horrific priorities, the same corruption. Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, all of them are the same. But imagine if you had these parents have $20,000 in their hands now, and they can hire any teacher they want. They can put their children in any school they want in Israel. Any school they want in Israel, they can use that money to educate their children with. And so they now have this money, and all the schools are now competing, because now you have competition. Now you have a free market of schools, and the bad schools are going to go down, and the good schools are going to prosper, and new good and you're going to have a constant demand because the money is coming. The parents are still getting this money, so new schools will open up to fill in the void because they'll want that money that's coming in. That money will keep coming in to the parents every month, and they're going to want that money. You're going to have new schools and new teachers and principals and others that are going to want to set up educational institutions because they're going to want to get that money. And they're going to want to be efficient because it's going to be based on competition in a free market situation. In other words, every parent living in a community will have, let's say, 5 or 6 schools to choose from. They'll all be competing with each other to outdo each other, to give better deals to the parents, to give better education to the children, to hire better teachers. You will have the best and the brightest wanting to become teachers because the salaries will be fantastic. In Israel, you could start paying salaries in Israel of $200,000 a year. In Israel, you know what that is in Israel? In Israel, the salaries are much lower than in the United States. So this is what Moshe Feiglin proposes doing for the Israeli school system. Now, JTF would do things a little differently. We would impose Jewish educational values in the system. We would insist that just as you have to know mathematics to get a diploma, and just as you have to know computers to get a diploma, and just as you have to know various other things, you have various subjects that you have to be able to pass in order to get a diploma, we would say that you have to know basic Torah and basic Judaism to be able to get a diploma. We would make that a required subject. And it would have to be taught by someone who truly believes in the Torah and believes in Judaism. So we would add that to the mix. Feiglin wouldn't do that. Feiglin wants to give complete complete freedom to the parents to choose what they want to choose. And Feiglin believes that the parents will choose, that the vast majority of parents will choose well. He has faith in the parents that they will choose well for their children. And I agree with him that his system, in most cases, would work out much better than what we have now. Much better. And the values that would be taught. Instead of the self-hating, sick, left-wing communist garbage that Jewish kids are taught now in Israel, and the incredible Judenrat lessons about how Israel is wrong, the Muslims are right, where Israel's oppressing the poor Muslim terrorists, the poor Muslims are not allowed to take over Israel and destroy Israel. I mean, you know, this is literally, and the Muslim terrorists, they're human beings. This is the way they teach the kids in Israel. I mean, self-hating garbage. Parents would not want that for their children. The majority, by the way, of Jewish children in Israel now come from religious homes because it's the religious that have babies. So you would have religious parents being able to give a truly religious education without government interference. No government interference. They'd be able to give an education as they wish to their kids with plenty of resources for a change. I mean, this would be a dream come true. Again, we would make it even stricter. We would say all of that is very good and fine, but you have to have also the Torah education for all Jewish kids in the schools. That's what JTF would do. Feiglin wouldn't do that. Feiglin will give parents the option of giving their children a completely secular education if that's what they want. And he believes that the vast majority will choose the right way if these are the options that are presented. Again, I agree with him. I think his plan would be a brilliant plan, an excellent plan, would tremendously improve the situation in Israel in every respect. I think our plan, though, would be even better, but we're not running for the Knesset. I'm barred from entering Israel, so I can't run for the Knesset. So my plan is not under consideration. Maybe we could influence Feiglin somewhat to consider what we propose, but right now what he's proposing still is a tremendous improvement over what we have now. And he is the only one running with a real plan that could dynamically change Jewish history and world history. Because again, if you change Jewish history, you're changing world history because of the unbelievable impact that Jews have on the world. You check any major cultural event or music or art or literature or anything of importance in the world, the Jewish impact is so tremendous and so unbelievably out of proportion to the numbers. Just so out of proportion to their numbers. That's what the anti-Semites are always saying. And it's actually the best compliment you could give the Jewish people. Because it's confirming what the Bible says about the Jewish people. You know, Hitler and the Nazis, Yimach Shmam V'Zichram, they said that the Jews are untermenschen. They're the inferior race. Inferior race? There were only 500,000 Jews in Germany, and according to Hitler and the Nazis, the Jews controlled all of Germany. They had complete control over Germany, and according to Hitler and the Nazis, they had complete control over the world. That's what they claim. That's inferior? Now, of course, that's not true. Of course, that's an exaggeration. What the Nazis said is a gross exaggeration. But in any event, and Germany, by the way, without the Jews, Germany would not have been Germany. The Jewish contribution to Germany, to Poland, to all these anti-Semitic, murderous countries, without the Jews, they were barbarians before the Jews moved there. Before the Jews moved there, they were literally naked barbarians living in caves. They didn't know how to read and write. I mean, they were the vast majority of the population was illiterate, ignorant. And the Jews, it was the Jews that elevated the local populations. Wherever the Jews lived, they elevated the country that they lived in, always, throughout history. And so the question is, why is it that you have all these parties running in Israel, the Likud of Netanyahu, the Jewish so-called Jewish Home Party of Naftali Bennett, Avigdor Lieberman's party, which is Israel is our home, he calls it. It should be Siberia is our home. All these parties are running, and none of them want to change anything because they're all in bed with the teachers' union and the Histadrut and the labor union, the communist labor unions in Israel. And the labor unions in Israel are communists. And this is who they're in bed with. And the teachers themselves, most of the teachers in Israel are incompetent, are leftists, and are teaching garbage to the children of Israel. All of that would change. There'd be a whole new huge market for teaching. And you'd have rabbis and Torah scholars and religious people who currently, because of Israel's socialist economy, are not making very good livings, but have big families. They would love to become teachers if you had these types of salaries. They'd be fighting to become teachers. Can you imagine them teaching the children of Israel for a change instead of these communist labor union teachers who teach them? They have Bible course and they teach them the Bible is ridiculous. It's silly stories. It's all nonsense. This is what these self-hating capos teach to the children of Israel, how they poison the minds of Jewish children. You'd have a whole different world if Moshe Feiglin were the prime minister. And this is just one area out of so many areas where he would make such a dramatic change. And you know, a similar program, it's not as drastic as what Moshe Feiglin is advocating in Israel, but Ted Cruz in the United States, when he ran for president, advocated some pretty drastic education changes sort of along these lines that would also have made a big difference. As things stand now in the United States, we've had no improvement in the education. In fact, education standards are going down, are continuing to go down every single year. We're continuing to go downhill with more poorly educated students all the time, young people who know nothing about history, more than a third of American high school graduates in one study didn't know that Mexico is on Israel is on the United States' southern border. They were asked, what country is on the southern border with the United States? And they were given choices. Over a third of the students didn't know that it was Mexico. They didn't know Mexico's on the United States' southern border. 20% of the students didn't know that Canada is on Israel's is on the United States' northern border. So a fifth of American students don't know that to our north is Canada, and over a third don't know that Mexico is to the south. And I think it was 37 or 38% of American, these are high school graduates, 37 or 38% of American high school graduates could not find the United States on a world map. What a colossal failure. What an incredible failure, the education. And they're graduating? These morons are graduating? We could use some of this change in the United States as well. But JTF is focused on Israel. Our advertising campaign is all focused on Israel. Everything we're doing is to reach the Jews of Israel with our message and to bring this truth to the Jews of Israel. I hope and pray that Moshe Feiglin and the Zahut Party are able to pass the threshold and get into the Knesset, get into the Israeli parliament in the next election next year. If the election's held next, the election has to be held next year at the latest. I hope they get in. We're going to try our best to help them get in. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to get in. I don't know if he's going to succeed. I have no idea. I have no idea. According to the polls now, he's not getting in right now. Right now, he's not making it in the polls. But we have time to turn that around, and we're trying. And we're trying. And we also want to wake people up and alert the Jews of Israel that there are alternatives and there are answers, that there is hope. Od lo avda tikvatenu. Our hope is not yet lost. Let me just give you a quick story of an education story of what education was like in Israel, the communist education system that we had in Israel, a story that somebody told me. You had the principal in one school have all the students come to the auditorium and explain to all the students. The principal was explaining to all the students about the concept of God. This is the communist teachers there, telling these all, the students, all Jewish students. And there are several hundred students in the auditorium. And the principal is on the stage and she says, and she picks someone out of the audience and says, would you please come up? And so this girl comes up. She comes up and the principal says to her, and she's a girl that the principal saw wanted to be religious, respected Judaism. The principal didn't like that. So the principal was going to show her, was going to teach her in front of all these, humiliate her in front of all the students in the auditorium. So the principal says to the student, you see this table here? And the student says, yes. Because you see this table, that means this table exists. And the principal said, you see this chair here? And the student said, yes. The principal said, because you see this chair, that means this chair exists. Do you see God? She asked the student. And the student said, no. And so the principal said, that means God doesn't exist. This is what they were doing to students in high schools in Israel at one point. This is the way they were teaching them. But some of these Jewish kids are smart kids. So the principal said, have you learned the lesson? So the student said, I hope so. So the student said, can I ask the principal to make sure I learned? I want to make sure I learned what the principal told me. The principal said, yes, go ahead. And so the student said to the principal, I see the chair. That means the chair exists. The principal said, very good. You can see the chair. That means the chair exists. And the student said to the principal, and this is in front of all the students in the high school, she's saying this, I see the table. That means the table exists. And the principal said, what? Very, very good. Very, very good. And then the student said to the principal, does the principal also see the chair? And the principal said, yes. Again, she said, that means the chair exists. Does the principal also see the table? The principal said, yes. She said, that means the table exists. Then the student said to the principal, does the principal see her own brains? And all the students in the auditorium were shocked that she said that and started laughing. And the principal said, no. And the student said, well, I guess that means that the principal's brains don't exist. True story from Israel. But this is what Jewish students who wanted Jewish identity and Jewish values had to go through in the past. This is the type of brainwashing that they had to endure. And not all of them were as smart as this particular Jewish girl was. We want to give Jews an opportunity, the next generation of Jews an opportunity, to get a truly Jewish education with Jewish values, a good education, not a communist labor union brainwashing education, but a real education. Because we want the Jews to be a light unto the nations and a holy nation and a nation of priests, as God commands them to be in the Torah, as God commands, as the prophets say that they must be in the Bible. We want that to come true. What a different world this would be if the Jews got that type of education and if the Jews became that type of people, as they are destined to become, as all the prophets tell us they are destined to become in the end days. That can still happen, and it can happen in our time. That's why you have to help us, join with us, fight with us, because we're fighting to wake people up. We have solutions and real alternatives, solutions that could make this a wonderful world, if only we stand up for what's right, stand up for justice and righteousness and truth, stand up for the light against the darkness of the establishment, the darkness of corruption, the darkness of political parties and politicians and opportunists that have stood in the way of redemption for the Jews and redemption for the world. Let's fight together as a team, and if we do, we can change Jewish history, and we can change world history. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.